WNMX College Park, a Cumulus station.
The regular guys in the morning. Atlanta's rock station all day. Rock 100.5. This is the regular guys show.
Rock 100.5.
Blog tested, Twitter approved.
News with TRG.
Well, Governor Deal's 30-member Blue Ribbon Winter Weather Advisory Panel.
Those are top men.
They are. They're best.
They've already screwed up, apparently.
Jeez. What?
We have there's some winter weather going on here.
Well, they have 30. They can afford to get rid of a couple.
It's going to be cold. Obviously, right now it's cold outside. There's going to be some very slight precipitation, maybe a quarter inch in the North Georgia mountains.
Oh, tell me, government, what should I do with my life?
Stay home. Get some bread first. Get some milk.
Okay.
And then tomorrow around 12:30, we're going to let everybody go home on Friday.
Governor, get water, too. Make sure you tell them to get water.
Oh, yeah, get water for your car. But we're going to let everybody go just in time for it to start snowing.
People, Atlanta, be prepared.
This is so Georgia. You don't do a damn thing and screw it completely up. And then when there's a little something going on, you make too big of a deal about it.
Well, I'm going to tell you about that, actually, Steve. What happened is there was no winter weather watch. Winter weather warning, but this morning, if you were driving up on around the interstates, it said winter storm watch, Atlanta metro area, black ice possible from Tuesday 2 p.m. to Friday at 10 a.m. None of that's true.
That's not true.
No, it is not.
Epic fail.
Oh, I stayed home. No, wait, I'm here.
So already the backlash.
I'm staying home tomorrow just to be in.
You should
just to be safe.
You mean the light? You mean the lights? The signs are lying.
The signs are lying, Governor.
Oh yeah,
I'm going to Skype the show tomorrow. Because I need to be home.
Well, let me tell you, driving through, I saw it too, and I'm like, oh my God, we got a huge storm coming. I mean, that's what everybody's going to think right now on the connector.
Black ice pot. Well, they have taken those down as about an hour
this
ago.
This is Kasim Reed. I would like to add that I don't have those signs in my city. So everybody's ready for this storm.
It says Atlanta metro area.
Yes, sir.
Well, these signs are primarily on the perimeter, which doesn't fall under the purview.
No, sir, they're on the connector.
It's not your area.
There are 3-block area over which I am responsible.
Right, okay.
And I shovel them myself. Everything's fine.
That's the city center.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. You can't control the skies.
I have nothing to do with the skies or the roads or any of that.
So, yeah, no winter storm watch. It's just going to be a little bit cold.
How about the cops? Like, if the cops F up, do you...
If they do something within a 4-block radius of the mayor's mansion, then maybe yes. But otherwise, they're on their own.
Okay.
Doesn't the mayor of Atlanta have an apartment? Isn't like the governor has a mansion, but the mayor has and should have a condo.
I live above the tabernacle.
I always wonder where you lived.
You're the fox of the tabernacle.
That's right. And then every night I eat at the Ted's across the street.
Wow.
Bison burger.
No, I'm allergic to bison. I just eat regular old beef.
That is funny. I don't know where the mayor's. No Atlanta, I think, could even answer that. I don't know where the mayor lives.
It's a mystery.
I fly around on a cloud looking down at the city.
I think he lives in the basement of the Piedmont Driving Club.
And that.
Or has a little cottage on Lake Nisky.
In other Atlanta news.
I have a broom closet at the Greyhound Station.
Oh, boy. No.
In other Atlanta news, we are finding out more about the Georgia Tech grad student who set his apartment on fire yesterday.
You're at Georgia Tech. You can do that.
It is
go
one.
Bees.
Yep. Was he Turkish? Because that's what I was told.
He was an Irani.
Oh.
PhD student in computer science, one Samar Akshabi. Police are now releasing that they did indeed find incendiary devices in there, including Molotov cocktails.
He's working on a centrifuge for the Iranians, a domestic centrifuge.
Water bottles full of what they later learned, or what they have now learned, to be gasoline and kerosene, which are not, I can tell you, going to Georgia Tech, that's not what the computer science majors have in their dorms.
No, they don't have chemicals.
No.
What do you think is going on in that mosque on 14th? Be honest. Oh, like, what do you think? Do you think they're making weapons in there and plans?
I'm sure they're praying. In the morning.
I imagine they're being spied on more than any other place in the city.
I think they spy. I heard, like, they're always spying on you, like when you're around there, they're looking all around. They've got sentries. You can't get in there. You just can't knock. Like you go to a synagogue or a church, you knock. Sure, come on in and pray. Yeah, we're fine with that.
Right. I mean, they make the Mormons look like they got a Waffle House where the door is open 24 hours a day. Because right. I'm telling you right now, you can't get in there.
That mosque at 14th, yeah, it's
no way. I used to live right there off Atlantic when they started building it. And we're like, what the hell? You know, you start seeing the little towers go up and everything. And you're like, okay, this does not look American to me. And then you're right. I think what they're doing is expanding through the neighborhood out back. They keep clearing
off. There's an abortion clinic across the street. So.
Well, is there?
There yeah. is. There is.
An abortion how do you know? Clinic.
Oh, there used to be?
Yeah.
Because there used to be protesters there all the time.
There used to be
there's still
a
another
clinic.
One